breaking news story this morning of Sir Alex Ferguson announcing his retirement from Manchester United, one of the biggest names we have in Northern Ireland, and a lifelong Man United supporter, of course, Eamon Holmes. Our Eamon. Morning to you, Eamon.
It's a dark day. There's nothing good about this morning.
Were you shocked?
Yes, I was shocked because I actually don't believe that a week ago he had planned this. I think the timing is everything in this, and I think the timing is about who is available, and amongst the names available is Mourinho. And so I just don't think you go into retirement without them, meaning Manchester United, having lined up whoever's going to follow Sir Alex, and what an act to follow.
Do you think then, if you were a betting man, do you think it's going to be Mourinho?
I think there's two M's in there, Mourinho, Moyes. A lot of people are quite dismissive of David Moyes, which is, they have to bear in mind that he and Sir Alex are very close, that a number of people on the football board of the club would like to see, including Sir Bobby Charlton, would like to see David Moyes there. That David Moyes would epitomise the whole family tradition of Manchester United. Even though it's a big PLC, the inner workings are very community-like. It's actually quite, it is really family-orientated. The Edwardses, the Busbys, the Gills, the Edelsons. There's certain families that make it up. The biggest family with the biggest casting vote, of course, are the Glazers. And they will ultimately decide who it is. And they may need a brand or a weapon that just gives them immediate success. And with Mourinho, it's like buying a car. It's like buying a Merc or a BMW. You know what you're getting. It mightn't be the style of football that Manchester United fans are used to, but he will bring them trophies. The worry within the club is that Mourinho would see himself as bigger than the club, whereas someone like Moyes would understand the whole family get-up.
And you know Sir Alex well, Eamon. I know it's a guessing game, but do you think this has been about his health, his age, going out at the top?
No, I think it's about who's available. And I do think as well, all these things are considered, yes, I mean, the hip operation's coming up, but that doesn't make him unemployable. He has got other interests, Steve. He's got a lot of interests out there. I think they've given him the best possible deal in all worlds, which is that he will be an ambassador for the club and he will sit on the football board as well. I mean, I sat beside Sir Bobby Charlton at a game 2 weeks ago at West Ham where I was invited to sit there with the Manchester United board, and I can tell you Sir Bobby headed, kicked every ball, he made every tackle, and he still had that huge passion to be involved. And a football board with Sir Bobby and Sir Alex on it is absolutely incredible. The workload for any manager coming in, be it Moyes, Mourinho, Klopp from Dortmund even, is that the huge administrative side, the huge ambassadorial side, I think could be taken on by Sir Alex, leaving another man free to deal with football matters.
And finally, what do you think, how would you sum up what Manchester United has lost in losing Sir Alex?
They have lost, today we have lost a manager and a type of manager of whom you will never see his again in English football. Some people may say he's a dinosaur, or that he's prehistoric, or that he's a bad man to cross. There may be elements of truth in all of those things, but he is the greatest manager we will ever see as a club, and probably English football will see from here on.
Eamon, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.